So he wrote all these things down, the names of the officers and all this, and who took what and all this stuff. And of course, after the war was over, he was paid for this stuff. I have the receipts where he received money
from the
federal government. Uh-huh. There's a lot of claims like that, you know, and they paid most of them. Well, you could only prove it by the officers themselves at that time who were still alive saying that, yeah, this did happen, you see. Mm-hmm. Or some of the men, you know.
Did your grandfather, on your father's side, did he work on the plantation all his life?
That's right, yes.
Mm-hmm. What kind of plantation was it?
Cotton. Mm-hmm.
Was it, when you say plantation, what size are you speaking of?
Well, I call a plantation around here anything more than, say, 800 or 900 acres.
How big was
Willow? Willow must have been about 1,500 acres. He had 39 slaves right at the end there. Mm-hmm. I have a list of their names. It's most interesting because he calls them different things. And this just might be of interest. You know, they used to call some of the slaves griffs, G-R-I-F-F-S, and that determines the type of slave from what part of Africa they came from.
Griff?
Mm-hmm. And, he called some were mulattoes, of course, you know, half white, and I've never seen that. What are the other names he called those people? Very unusual. The griff is the one that always amazed me, because it was a certain type of person, and they were real good hands, see?
With certain physical
Oh, yeah, physical and mental and everything. Mm-hmm. They were better grade than mm-hmm. some blacks.
What about your grandmother? Where was she from?
Well, my grandmother now was
on your father's side?
On my father's side was English, and her she was a before she married. They were from Virginia. And now her mother was a and you know the man that invented the telegraph?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was her cousin. You know Samuel Morse? She always tell me that.
Was your grandmother born in Virginia?
No, born in Natchitoches. Mm-hmm.
When did they come down from?
Came here in about 1830. I think my grandfather had a college education, but my grandmother just went to some kind of school somewhere. I don't know exactly. It wasn't in town yet.
And how old is your wife?
She is 40.
And was she born here?
Mm-hmm.
Is she from one of the old families?
She, well, now, her people are originally from Natchitoches Parish. They're Now you see, Natchitoches is a complex parish. Maybe you don't realize that. There are a lot of different kinds of people in this parish. Totally different. Right here in Natchitoches, you have a old French culture and Spanish. But down Cane River, you have pure French, you see.
Still French speaking?
Well, some of them do. And it goes all the way down to Clutcheville.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then like you were talking about Provençal and Marthaville and all in that, those were hill people, you know. No plantations, small little plots, and it's always been that way. Forest land people. They came in there when they had the big lumber mills here. And the virgin timber out there, and they stayed, see. And then around the lakes out here northwest of Natchitoches, you have another little French colony. And a lot of Spanish people out there, and what we call red bones.